tell her if they want to come down. Every time they go up down the river, she'd tell me when she come back, she'd look, told me to tell you to be sure you come to see him sometime. I never could get a chance to go. She said, we're going pretty often, you can go with us up there sometime. We'll dig it off. So when we left, come back by through that town. We was coming from North Carolina, Knoxville. I told Dick, I said, let's go out on, we're going to Bavada here, let's run out on Lookout Mountain while we're up there and might see that Luke King, he's been sending me word to come see it. He turned, went on out, drove up there on the mountain and stopped at the service station, asked him where Luke King was. The lady standing there, she said, wait just a minute, I'll go in here. A man come out there and he told us that, which way to go. He said, he lives right over yonder. He said, he lives in a brown house. You'll know that's where he lives, but because ain't there another brown house around there nowhere. That's where Luke King lives. We don't go out there and driveway about like a year down there and stopped. I just got out of the car and walked up to him and his wife sitting out on the front porch. And I hadn't seen him since 1943.
Oh.
And I walked up towards him. He said, come in. I said, I know you don't know me, do you? Well, I sure don't. I walked in there and shook him. I said, I'm Rich Pearson. Oh, he just, that made out, he was just so glad to see me. I sure did enjoy it.
It's funny, you get away from somebody like that and just surprising how years ago by and your personal change.
That's
right.
Well, I can't think of the name of that place where we went. I went with them the first time I went up there, you know, and we stayed in the trailer.
I can't think of that, but I didn't know.
It was Knoxville, close to Knoxville with the name of the place.
Was it Sevierville or Pigeon Forge and over in that area? Or?
No, I should have the name up there. You know. It's,
Was it up in the mountains there?
Yeah.
Or Cosby or that area?
Well, I can't remember that.
And you went to South
Carolina? They've been up there twice, but I didn't go with them the last time I went to North Carolina. And they came back from North Carolina. I mean, from this place and came through North Carolina and got me.
Oh, I'm just as forgetful as I don't know why. I just forget. I'm too forgetful. There's two brothers that live over here in Brent, the James brothers. They're just about as old as I am. And they own a lot of property. They own that Brent Bank, you might say, and just got plenty of money and they own cattle and a lot of land. But they're just as common and plain as I am. Just as friendly as they can be with anybody. And one of them, he's like me, forgetful. And he's got him a little book. And he would go around and tend to look good. He's forgetful, you know, and he'd mark it on the book. he knows he done that, you know. So one Saturday morning, Garfield Woods was running the barbershop there in Sunnable. Mr. John Howard drove up and got out of the car and walked in there. He just had opened up the barbershop early that Saturday morning, and Garfield was back there in the back. There wasn't no customers in there, and Mr. just walked up and sat down in the barber's chair. And Garfield come walking in there, and he said, Mr. I'm sorry, but I just cut your hair yesterday. Oh, I forgot to mark it off my book.
You know, that's something.
I'm just about that bad.
It's not really necessarily correlated with age, because I write everything down. I do the same thing. I keep a little book.
Well, if you don't, you forget it. I go to the grocery store. If I don't mark it down, I come back with that out there for need.
I do the same. And for appointments and stuff, I'll forget. I remember I have them, but I'll forget what time it were unless I write it down.
Them sure are too fine, because they just as common with a poor man and they're just friendly and everything.
Even though they're pretty rich, though?
Yeah, they're just as good and kind to anybody. So they got plenty of money.
I guess that's fairly unusual, man. You know, a lot of-